Start with an update on how the revisions are coming to the Missouri Criminal Code, Senator.
Well, very good. We have had a number of hearings. We had a hearing during the regular session, but we also had a hearing during the Missouri Bar annual meeting recently. That went very well and had some good testimony and good feedback from members of the bar and the public that testified.
Is there a timeline for not so much the rest of this interim, but how would you like to see the criminal code rewrite go during the session next year?
Well, hopefully we will be able to wrap that up early in session. It certainly makes more sense just from a logistics standpoint to address everything early in session so that other bills can be keyed to the new statute. That's my goal, and certainly this represents a lot of work that the committee has done. So I'm hopeful that we can tackle it early. We've already done a lot of the heavy lifting with regard to just the hearings that the committee has done during session this year and, of course, the hearings that will be done over the interim.
You and I have talked about this before. It's been a long time since the last time the criminal code in the state was revised.
1970s was the last time since we've done a complete revision of the criminal code. I am very hopeful that we can get that completed, and that's my plan. So it's long overdue.
This has been the work of one of your committees, the Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee, which you chair. You're also co-chair of a new commission, the Sentencing and Oversight Commission. I would think these criminal code rather ties in with the Sentencing Commission in any way.
It does, because the Sentencing Commission has looked at a number of things related to it. Although in the criminal code revision, we're not dealing with sentencing. We're just cleaning up the statutes and reorganizing those. It's about an 1,100-page bill. We've got quite a bit of work to do just to reorganize those statutes. Now, the Sentencing Commission and the Oversight Commission is looking at a number of things, including things such as the court costs and things of that nature. So that is an ongoing effort to review other things in addition to the criminal code, but there certainly is an overlap.
Is there a time frame in terms of, for this commission in particular, in terms of when it's expected to have work completed, or is this going to be an ongoing panel?
We'll have our report done by the end of this calendar year and sent in to the folks that it's required to go to. And I'm hopeful we have a diversity of experience on that commission, and I'm very pleased to be serving with a number of folks who carry out the work of justice at the local and the state level, and a lot of experience that will go into crafting, I think, a very good and useful report.
Kind of the same line of logic that went into the work that's gone into the criminal code rewrite, again, putting all those minds together and figuring out a path for something that's not an easy task.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, the task force that the Missouri Bar put together on the criminal code revision, they spent 3 years before they brought that to the legislature. So this, in total, represents about 5 years of work. Of course, we have this coming year. So it's about a six-year project. And the last time the legislature did this in the 1970s, it took about a decade to complete from start to finish. So if we can get it done this year, we will have beaten the years that it took the last go-round. So I'm very hopeful that that'll be the case.
In regard to the Sentencing and Oversight Commission, do you expect legislation to come from this panel, if not next session, then maybe the year following?
It's very possible, and I'm optimistic that we will get a good report from the commission and then some useful information that the legislature can look at and try to make the process of justice more efficient, and hopefully we can have some better outcomes there as well. So that's my hope, and I'm very pleased to be part of that and optimistic about what the possibilities are coming forward out of that commission.